it's good to be here today. Amen. I'm glad all of you are here today, and I want to give you a big hand. You sprung forward, and you made it to church. Hallelujah. It's not really my favorite thing. I know it's none of you are going, yay, maybe I got an hour less of sleep. But you know what? God, He always speaks to me in unusual fashions. And He gives me titles. And when I was thinking about what was happening this weekend with the put your clock forward, it came up in my heart, well, just make a message about it. So today my title is Spring Forward. Hallelujah. And so I love looking up definitions. So I looked up the definition. There's several of them of the word spring. And this is one of them. The purpose of a spring is to store mechanical energy and release it when it is needed. The function of a spring, particularly when it comes to a vehicle, is to absorb the energy again and to store the energy. And anyway, yesterday I texted one of my friends, or was that Friday? I don't remember, but Pastor Nancy, and I got this information from someone in her family who's a knowledgeable mechanic about springs on vehicles. Listen to this. I thought it was pretty good. Springs are what hold up the load. The heavier the load or the weight of the vehicle, the larger the springs it needs. Isn't that good? So listen, thank God that we have the greatest and the strongest springs we will ever need. We have someone called the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our spring. He's our safety. He upholds and He strengthens us and He sustains us. Regardless of how heavy the load or all the weights and the cares that come against us, He's there. Hallelujah. He's upholding us. He's making sure that we don't fall or we don't falter. Hallelujah. Beautiful scripture in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. I want to read it out of the NLT. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I love that right there. Let's shout. Thank God. He's my God. Hallelujah. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Talk about a strong spring. There is nothing, there is no one stronger than the hand of the Lord. We all face things in life that try to weigh us down. But we can be assured the weight of anything that comes against us is no match for the glory of the Lord that rests upon us. It's no match for the Word of God. With His Word, He upholds all things. So regardless what comes our way, He will strengthen us. He will hold us up. We can rely upon Him. We can rely upon our Father. He is the Most High God. Hallelujah. He is the God with whom nothing is impossible. I think we ought to say praise the Lord at that. Amen. Then some more things about a spring. This is all in conjunction with vehicles and automobiles. In automobiles, the spring is a suspension system that absorbs shocks on the road. In other words, they provide cushion for the impact. Springs are even called on a car shock absorbers. And generally, those work really, really well. Unless you happen to be driving on a country road like I grew up on, and there were potholes big enough to swallow your entire pickup truck. Just ask Pastor. When we were dating, and I'd take him down to the farm sometimes on weekend to hang out with my family, and I still remember the first time, and we got to this country road, and I said, "Let me drive. I better drive." When we got off of the main highway, because I knew he was a city dude, might not understand pot hose. So we're on this country road, and literally there are pot hose there that would swallow up my little car at the time. So I'm seeing these pot hose, and what do? You just go to the other side of the road. So you avoid the pot hose. And he's like, "You're driving on the wrong side of the road. So I'm not hitting a pothole." And do you really see anybody else coming? Nobody's out here but us. So we're going to do what we have to do to avoid the potholes. But even when you do hit them, thank God for the cushion of the springs, that you don't feel them as much. The cushion of the shocks. They're shock absorbers. Hallelujah. Thank God. Even in our spiritual walk with the Lord, I don't have to ask for a show of hands, because I know we've all been there. Has anybody ever hit some potholes in life? Anybody ever just been trucking along, just driving? It looked like smooth sailing, and out of the blue, boom, you land in a pothole. And you may have felt, wow, where did that come from? But thank God, even when things show up unexpected, we have supernatural shock absorber called the Holy Ghost. When things hit us and blindside us, and we're like, where did that come from? He will be there. He's always there. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us, regardless of what kind of pothole or bump we may hit in the road. He said, "I am with you." Hallelujah. And if we'll lean into him, that thing that could destroy so many people, that thing that could be so devastating, the blow of it, the Holy Spirit will come and he'll help us. He'll uphold us. He'll bring us peace. He'll bring us comfort. Hallelujah. He'll bring us counsel that we need to make it through. He is our Holy Ghost shock absorber. And those things will not take us out. And he is the one that will restore and make better than before. Even when it feels like we have temporarily lost our footing in this path of life, and it feels like that we have been knocked down, bless the Lord, we don't have to stay down. Hallelujah. Micah 7:8 says this: "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, what am I going to do? Stay down and weep? No, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." And then that same passage in the Common English Version: "My enemies, don't be glad because of my troubles. I may have fallen, but I will get up." Hallelujah. Woo! "I may have fallen, but I will get up." Glory be to God. There's some people in here today, you need to just declare it. "I will get up. I will get up." Hallelujah. Trouble may have come, but trouble is not keeping me down. I'm going to trouble my troubles. Hallelujah. And I like how it says, "Woo, my enemies, don't be glad because of my trouble." You know how to frustrate the devil? When he has shot his best shot, when he has punched you down temporarily and you don't stay down. He can't rejoice. He can't be glad because he thought he knocked you out for the punch, and all of a sudden, here you are springing back up. Woo! Glory be to God. You're getting back up. We ought to be like, Pastor will be happy I'm using this. We ought to be like Rocky Balboa in all of those Rocky movies. I don't remember which one it was. I've seen them all repeatedly. But one time I think he was knocked down and one of his opponents was stay down or something. He stood up and he said, I'm still here. Woo! I'm still in the fight. I'm not getting out of the ring. Hallelujah. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to declare it. I'm still here. I shall arise. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, our dear friend Keith Hershey, he has some amazing statements. And one of them is, don't let a setback make you sit back. Prepare for a comeback. Don't let a setback make you sit back. Prepare for a comeback. You ought to start saying, I'm the comeback kid. Woo, hallelujah. I'm not sitting back. I'm coming back. And I'm coming back even greater than before. He's going to bring restoration in my life. And it's going to be better than it ever was. Hallelujah. I'm coming back. Glory to God. Woo. And I heard this in my heart the other day. Even if you've experienced a setback, he's going to put a spring back in your step. A spring back in your step. And I like this. We may not, you know, I know how old I am. And I know some other people recently have joined the 70 decade. We won't name names. But hello over there. So we may not all be spring chickens. But this is what I heard. But we're still springy. We may not be spring chickens, but we're springy. And I know springy probably isn't even a word, but hey, I'm preaching. I like to make up words. Works for me. Amen. Amen. I just made up another one. I said amen. Anyway, doesn't matter. We are still springy. We are agile. We are quick. We are sure-footed because our feet are on the rock that don't roll. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I love this scripture over in Psalms 18, verse 33. I want to read it to you out of the Amplify. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, able to stand firmly, or, say these two words with me, or make progress. Woo! On the dangerous heights of testing and trouble, he sets me securely up on my high places. Notice it says he makes my feet like hinds' feet. He didn't say he makes our feet like hounds' feet. No, we're not hound dogs. We're not dogs. Hinds is a deer, and it's literally a red-tailed deer that can run so fast, jump so high that it's difficult to keep it fenced in. Woo-hoo-hoo! Ha! Pastor was talking about that last week even. People build up barriers or there's fences and there's obstacles that come into all of our lives. But just declare, no, no, no. Can't fence me in. Glory be to God. I got feet like a hind's feet. And I'm able to jump over every single obstacle. He always causes me to triumph. The devil may have tried to wall you in with obstacles and to knock you down. But it ain't gonna work in the name of Jesus. The psalmist David said, I'm going to stand firmly. That's what we do. No, even when these things come, we're standing firmly on the word of God. And we're not even going to backpedal. We're not going to go backwards when these things come to try to push us out of the plan and the purpose of God. Don't go backwards. Make progress. Make progress. Woo-hoo-hoo. Use those roadblocks. Use those stones of testing and trials to step on and go higher. Yay. Bro sebeta. Declare it with me. I'm making progress. I'm going higher. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Anybody like that? I do. Yes. Amen. Well, another thing about a spring and another thing about progress is you can't spring forward while you're looking backwards. It doesn't work. You can't run a race. I've never run a race, I don't think, ever, than just racing my cousins out on the farm, and I'd win because I am fast, used to be. But you can't run forward, turning around, and looking backwards. You'll get tripped up every single time. Let's learn from what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. We'll look at verse 13 and 14 out of the Amplified. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own. Yet, but one thing I do, it is my one aspiration. Forgetting, everybody say forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which Christ is calling us where? Upward. There's an upward call. He never pulls us down. He never brings discouragement. He never says you're a loser. Oh my, no, you're just terrible. Nothing's going to good ever happen to you. No, he lifts us. He's calling us upward. Hallelujah. Let's look at some of the key points in this passage. He said, I'm going to forget the past. He had a lot in his past he had to forget. I don't think anybody in here has ever killed a Christian or killed, you know, had them persecuted and put in prison. Paul had a lot of things in his past when he was Saul. He was the same man, but not really. When he had that experience on the road of Damascus, that encounter with the Holy Ghost, it was so powerful. That encounter with Jesus literally knocked the S off of his name and put a P there. He became a sinner and started being Paul the preacher, Paul the prophesier. Hallelujah. But before that encounter, folks, that's why I think he had to have such a powerful encounter. He had such a colorful past. He was a persecutor of the church. He had Christians put to death. And now God's going to use him to stand up and preach the gospel. Who knows? He may have been preaching to a mom that he had her son beheaded. We don't know. It was a bad thing. But he said, I'm going to forget the past. That tells us we can forget it. I read something the other day. We are to forget the past, but we should learn from it. Sometimes, you know, the mistakes we've done in the past, keep repeating them over and over and over again. No, we're not to do that. Our past should be a teacher, not make us a prisoner. So learn from the past. But don't let it imprison you. Let what God wants to do in your life, let that be known. Forget the past. Sometimes it's easier said than done. I realize that. People say, I just can't. This thing that happened to me was so horrible. Or this thing that I did was so terrible. And it can feel like a daunting task to let that go. I remember one of my friends years ago was praying, and she kept saying this. She's praying in tongues, and then she kept saying, the press, the press. I pray about the press. And she happened to be in a city at the time and things were happening. So she, in her mind, she said, Lord, am I praying about the press? Oh, dear God, if that were today, that's all I'm going to say. The media, you know, that kind of a press, the media, there'd be lots to pray about. But the Holy Spirit said to her, no, it's not that kind. I'm giving you unction to pray about the press, to let go of your past, and the press to press in to your future. Hallelujah. Praying about the pressing, the effort, the faith that it takes. It may be difficult, but He will help us. It's under the blood, the precious blood. Hallelujah. We need to let it go and move forward. Too many people get in this cycle of rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing what happened to them, what they did in the past. Listen to this scripture over in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6, and a little bit of verse 7 out of the NLT. This is God speaking to His people, Israel. When we were at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God said to us, this just jumped up in my heart the other day. You have stayed at this mountain long enough. You have stayed in the same place long enough. And then just a few words of the next verse. It is time to break camp and move. Hallelujah. Woo! You've stayed in this place too long. In this place of woulda, coulda, shoulda. We cannot go back and change the past. Stop thinking the same way. Stop saying the same words over and over and over and over and over and over again. And expecting different results. Did you know one definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results? Oh, no, no, no. You got to let those things go so you can reach for what God has in store for you. He was talking to the children of Israel here. He's trying to get them to get off of that same mountain of, oh, we shouldn't have ever left Egypt. Oh, it was better when we were slaves. He's trying to get them that thinking of staying in the same place off of them. And I hear the Spirit of God say this. I have so much more for you. Ha ha ha. I've got promised lands for you to see and to take. But you gotta get off of that mountain. You gotta be willing to move forward. You know, there's different kinds of mountains. Your mountain may be a mountain of regret, of things like we've already said, you know, that have happened in your past. That could be your mountain. It could be a mountain of sickness. Did you know that the devil will try to trap us into this thinking? Well, your grandma had it. Your mom had it. All your aunts had it. They didn't just had it. They died of it. And so, you know, that's what's in your store for you. I've had to deal with that. I dealt with that many years ago because my grandmother, my mom's mom, she died of cancer very, very young. My mother died of cancer at age 51. One of my real sweet aunts died of cancer in her late 40s. I mean, thoughts will come to you that runs in your family. That's a mountain we need to get off of. That's thinking that we need to get rid of. Oh, no, I'm not staying on a mountain of cancer. Absolutely not. You need to settle it. You need to say, no, it may have happened in the past, but it's not happening in the future. It's not taking me out. It's not taking my siblings out. We're redeemed. Hallelujah. Choose your battle. Hallelujah. Woo! We got the victory. How about this one? A mountain of lack and poverty. Everybody in my family is poor, poor, poor. We're so poor, we can't pay attention. We're as poor as Job's turkey. I heard that growing up. I'm like, what in the world does Job's turkey have to do with being poor? I ain't poor no more. Woo! We need to declare it. I'm getting off of that mountain. I'm going to a new location. You know what that mountain is? That's a mountain under the curse. When the Lord God gave the children of Israel over there in Deuteronomy, when he had listed the curse and then he listed the blessing, they were so far apart that they had to, from one mountain, he declared what the curse would be if they didn't walk with him. But then it was a whole other mountain that they went to, and he declared the blessing when they would walk with him and they would obey him. We're not living on the curse mountain anymore. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from spiritual death. I am in a brand new family. I'm living on the blessing mountain. Hallelujah. Woo! We're moving. Amen. We're healed. We're prosperous. Now, some people, they stay on these mountains just because these mountains that keep them in their past, keep them bound up just because it's comfortable scenery. Did you know that comfort zones will kill growth? To move forward requires courage. And it requires faith. Don't let fear hold you back. It's time to spring forward. When I was preparing this message, I found this awesome image. And all I have to say is that a picture is worth a thousand words. So can y'all put that up on the screen? There we go. Keep it up there for a minute. A picture is worth a thousand words. Keep it there. Woo! That just made my heart happy when I saw that. Woo hoo hoo! This guy is not only moving forward and upward, but look at the expression, the carefreeness. He's having fun in the process. And you know what this dude's got? He's got momentum. Woo! I like it. Woo! Everybody go like this. Woo! Woo! We're springing forward. Hallelujah. Okay, you can take it down. So we can see that he was on this giant spring. But also, you know, there is something called a springboard. A springboard is a physical tool for launching people, lots of times in sports, like gymnastics. But it's something that helps you move forward quickly. And just like this guy on this giant spring, when you're springing, guess what? He wasn't springing backwards. He wasn't turning around. He's, woo, whatever's out ahead of me, I'm happy about it. Woo, carefree and springing forward. Amen. Progress happens when our focus shifts from what's behind to what's ahead. Amen. And I will say this. Your future is bright. It is a new season. It is a new day. Hallelujah. It's not just about this spring in the cars. But I looked this up, of course. Spring is also a season. Spring's going to begin here on March 20th. And I love spring. How about you? Spring symbolizes renewal, rebirth, a fresh start. It's also a time of planting. Planting flowers, planting crops. Planting a garden, that was always an exciting time. Before you could plant anything in our garden or out in the fields, there had to be something called cultivating. I think that's the right word. Any of my family watching, I may have forgot, so text me later. Anyway, I think it's, you got to plow up the dirt. And I think the first thing is you got to get rid of the weeds, then you have to cultivate. You have to prepare the soil for the seed that's going to be planted in it. I believe by the Holy Spirit today, there's some cultivating happening in many of our hearts. And the Holy Spirit is going to plant some new seeds. Ha ha. It's time for some things to be planted that they're going to grow. And you're going to see the harvest from those seeds. Spring represents new beginnings. New beginnings of life. I love springtime on the farm. My mom had these flowers that she loved. And I, again, correct me, family, if I'm wrong, but I'm preaching and I think that I'm right. They're out in the front of our little farmhouse. Every spring, these beautiful, we called them flags, these purple flags would come up and bloom. I think they're in the iris family. And then also, along with that, there were some beautiful yellow daffodils. And all, both of these flowers, what did they have in common? They were a bulb that lived, I don't know if it lived, it lay dormant under the ground in wintertime. You couldn't see it. You didn't think anything was there. But at the right moment, when the elements were right, when the weather began to warm up, when the rain came, guess what? Those beautiful flowers would spring forth. And we would enjoy them. They look like all winter. You didn't see them. But when spring came, ha, 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 there they were. Some of you may have some seeds on the inside of you. And it feels like they've lied dormant for years and years and years. You keep watering that seed and let the sunshine of His presence radiate down on them. And soon and very soon, you're going to see a sprout. Then you're going to see a beautiful harvest. Amen. It's also a time when back in Oklahoma anyway, the grass would get brown during the winter time because it was so cold. But when springtime came, you see these little sprigs of green grass starting to come back to life. The leaves on the trees started budding. The fruit trees started blossoming. And this probably is one of my favorite things in the springtime. There were a lot of cute little baby calves being born, new calves being born. And they're out there in the field, they're kicking up their heels, and they're just so, you know, fun to watch. And let me just clear something up. Happy cows don't come from California. Happy cows come from Oklahoma. So there you go. These happy little cows and these little calves out there. There's so much metaphors for our lives as believers when we think about springtime. It is a new season. It is a new day. The greatest new beginning any of us have ever or will ever experience is the new birth. Ha ha. The new birth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Then I like that same scripture in the NLT. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. I love that. The old life is gone. It's not just hidden. It's dead and it's buried with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The sins and the mistakes of the past, they have been cast into the sea of forgetfulness. The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed them from us. They're in that sea of forgetfulness. A wonderful woman of God, been in heaven now for many years, by the name of Corrie Ten Boom. She was in prison during that horrible time of the Holocaust. She wasn't a Jewish lady, but her family helped the Jews. So she spent many years in prison. But she said this about our past: throw your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Throw your unforgiveness. She had to overcome unforgiveness. Talk about wrongly treated. Horrible things happened to her. Her sister literally died in that horrible concentration camp. But she said, put all of that into the sea of forgetfulness. Yeah. And then realize that God has put a big sign up there that says, no fishing. No fishing. You may have gone somewhere to go fishing and they got a big sign that says, no fishing. And that's what the Holy Spirit tells us about our past. Put it in that sea of forgetfulness and don't go fishing for it anymore. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new season. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. If you've not yet been born again, we're going to give you that opportunity here in a few moments. But I would also want to say this to all you wonderful believers in the house. This is a great thing about God. He gives all of us opportunities for fresh starts anytime. We can begin again. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. It doesn't just cleanse us from unrighteousness. It cleanses us on a daily basis of things maybe even we should have done, but we didn't do. But thank you, Lord, we can begin again. Hallelujah. Every day is a fresh new start in Him. This scripture is so good. And I know I say that a lot, but I like the Bible. Do you like the Bible? Woo! Isaiah 43:19 out of the Amplified. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it, oh, here's our word. Now it does what? Springs forth. It springs forth. Hallelujah. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Woo-hoo-hoo! I am doing a new thing. This new thing shall spring forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just see Bekodarata for believers in the house today. I just sense this. The scenery of your life is about to change. Oh, the wonderful things that I have in store for you. Don't say, it's too late. Don't say, I'm too old. Woo, no. The best is yet to come. If you will believe me, if you will press in, you shall see all those dreams and visions fulfilled. It shall come to pass at last in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, I'm happy I came today. Y'all stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful word that you have spoken to our hearts today. And We just want to thank you, Lord, that it is a new season. We are not going to look backward. We're going to spring forward into your awesome plan for our lives. Thank you for it, Lord. We bless you. We honor you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.